Few Western countries are as tough about home ownership as Germany, where not even half the citizens own property. Banks there have stringent lending rules. Would-be home buyers are usually asked to provide hefty down payments. And most Germans don't even think about buying a home until they're settled and financially secure. But the European debt crisis appears to be changing those traditions. Some officials warn the resulting run on property is driving up prices and threatening Germany's economy. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has this report from Berlin.
Real estate agent Anne Reiny takes her client Christian Erla up the stairs to a two-bedroom apartment for sale in a trendy neighborhood of Berlin Mitte.
Yeah, I've already heard about it.
Yes.
Erla is hoping to buy this $476,000 apartment with a bank loan covering the full cost. With such a big loan, he's taking the unusual step of using his parents' home in southern Germany as collateral.
It's a good thing to invest, and in such a location, the prices will be increased for sure.
Erla's goal is to get a mortgage with less than a 3% interest rate. That's less than half the rate his parents paid for their mortgage. He adds that he's not the only one with plans to buy a home.
It's funny, at the moment all my friends are looking for.
These days, buyers lured by low interest rates or seeking a safer way to invest money are flooding the market here in Berlin and other German cities, looking to snap up property any way they can get it. The growing demand has driven up real estate prices by as much as 20% in some areas in the past year. And it's not only Germans like Erlo who are shopping. International investors are pulling their money out of struggling countries like Italy and Greece to buy property here. Real estate agent Anne Reiny says foreign buyers are attracted to Germany's financial stability.
In Germany, growth is slow and steady, which is a healthy type of growth because it does have basis in reality. Whereas in other countries, you'll often get growth from a hype, whereas the value of the property and the asking price didn't have any real relationship.
But a growing number of analysts and officials are warning that Germany is not immune to the kind of real estate bubble that crippled the United States and other Western countries. Stefan Mitropoulos is an analyst with Germany's Helaba Bank. He says the buying spree has sent German property prices soaring in recent years, leading buyers to assume large loans that many can't afford. That means Germany, which has footed much of the bill for Greek and other European bailouts, could soon face tough financial times of its own. Metropolis recalls a similar rise in property prices at the time of reunification that he says paralyzed the housing market here for more than a decade. But he adds that Germany's traditionally conservative banking practices should help reduce the risk of widespread financial disaster as experienced by other countries where the real estate bubble burst. Berlin real estate agent Anne Reiny agrees, adding that German banks already take steps to protect against property devaluations.
They take the market value and knock 20% off it and use this as their value for orientation. They usually give a loan of 80% of that.
What those banks will lend to buyers coming from abroad is even less, Reiny adds. Some of those buyers have to put up as much as 60% as a down payment. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.